Good afternoon, everyone. So I will present the paper, The Long Tail of Typo-Squatting Domain Names. It was a joint work with Balázs Kocsó, Gábor Cseh, Jonathan Spring, Mark Phil Egyházi, and Chris Koenig. So let me start with a quick example. When someone wants to go to Google, .com, for example, and makes a typing mistake, ending up at goog.com, and it's a page full of advertisement, that's what we could call a typo-squatting domain. So far, research focused on about 230,000 of these typos targeting the Alexa's top 3,264.com domains. But we were interested in domains, typos targeting less popular domains too. So we looked at about 4.7 million typos targeting Alexa's top 500,000.com domains. We also estimated that there is about 56 million potential typos targeting all .com domains. This means that there is a significant effort on the side of typo squatters to register these domains, and research so far only focused on 0.4% of these domains. So I show you now why we care about these less popular domains. I will talk about why we care about typo squatting at all. I will also show you how we get these typo squatting domains. I will show you one of our results from our trend analysis. And finally, I will talk about some possible defense lines. So let me share you an experience of mine about typo squatting when I tried to go to pncbank.com. When I made a typing mistake and ended up at a page full of advertisements. I tried again and I made another mistake. Now I ended up at the page telling me that I was selected as a lucky customer to fill out a survey and win some free stuff. So I was really happy and I filled out this survey. I saw that I can select from a lot of things. I selected an Android tablet, but when they asked for my credit card information, I didn't feel like giving it out to them. So I tried again. You can see I make a lot of mistakes. This time, I ended up at a legit bank from India that was not a typo domain. And why I think these examples were important is because PNC Bank is one of the 10 biggest banks in the US. But at the same time, on Alexa's top list, it only ranks about 150,000. And so the 109 potential typos targeting PNC Bank would have been missed by previous research so far. Now I would like to look at more closely what happens in this typo squatting ecosystem. So when a user wants to go to a target domain like pncbank.com and makes a typing mistake, he can end up at a typo domain owned by the brand owner or a brand protection company. And in this case, he's lucky, he's most likely redirected to the target domain. But very often, when a user makes a mistake, he ends up at a typo squatting domain owned by someone else, and there we have the problem that these millions of domains, typo domains, the traffic coming from them is no longer controlled by the brand owners or brand protection companies. So what can happen? It can also redirect to the target domain. That is great. But very often, it redirects to competitor brands, website, or other domains. And sometimes, it even redirects to phishing or malicious pages. But what most often happens that it is a parking page full of advertisements. We saw that from these typo domains, only about 2% of them were owned by the brand owner or brand protection company, and about 98% of them were owned by typo squatters. And finally, when a user makes a mistake, he can end up at a legit domain, like from our previous example, the bank from India. I would also like to tell you how we get these typo squatting domains. So for a target domain like pncbank.com, we generated all possible Domeroy-Levenshtein distance 1 domains, including 4 operations. deletion of a character, addition of a character, substitution of a character with another character, transposition of two characters, and we also complemented this list by appending www in front of the domain missing the dot. And after generating all these domains, we selected only those that were registered as our list of potential typo domains. But when we have this set of potential typo domains, you have to see that some of them are true typo domains indeed, but some of them are not typo domains, are just incidentally close to the target domain. So we had to decide which is the case, and we collected a lot of data to do this. First, we crawl for their DNS records, we get their whois information, and we downloaded their content. And doing so, we log meta information like the redirection chain leading to this content. From all this data, we extracted some features. For example, if a name server had a lot of typo domains on it, or registration date, or if we saw that the content was a part domain full of advertisement. And using a lot of these features, we built a heuristic rule set based categorizer that attempted to decide if a potential typo domain was a true typo domain indeed, or it was not a typo registration and it was just incidentally close to the target domain. But at this point, we were presented a problem that there is no ground truth on typo squatting, so we couldn't evaluate our categorizer how well it would do. So to do this, we use 4,000 domains and we manually categorize them to create ground truths. We use four sets of domains. First, we had a set of domains of most popular domains ranking in Alexa from 1 to 10,000. Then we had a middle popular set ranking domains from 10,000 to 250,000. And we had a least popular set from Alexa domains ranking from 250,000 to 1 million. And finally, we had a set of randomly selected com domains. For each of these sets, we generated all potential typo domains, and for each set, we selected 1,000 of them. On this figure, the red means when a potential typo domain was a true typo domain, and green means when it was not a typo domain. We see for the top set, about 90% of these domains were true typo domains indeed. But as we had for less popular set, for the mid-popular set, we see it's only 65%. And for the two least popular set, this is only... So for the mid-set, it was 75%. And for the two least popular set, it was 65%. So we see that still the majority of these potential typo domains were true typo domains, but this is no longer enough to just say that all potential typo domains are true typo domains indeed. So we use this manually categorized domains to evaluate our categorizer. And here the first two columns stands for algorithms based on previous work, and the third column stands for our algorithm, highlighted with purple. Green means when a categorizer made the correct choice, and red means when it made an error. And what we can see that about all three algorithms have nearly the same accuracy. But this is due because for this top set, most of the potential typos are true typo domains. So a categorizer that would only say that all potential typos are true typos would have about the same accuracy. But more interestingly, as we had for less popular domains, you can see that the accuracy of algorithms based on previous work decreases by a lot. And as we had for the two least popular sets, this accuracy decreases even more, but at the same time, our categorizer is able to have nearly the same accuracy. It just decreases by a little. And this is due to the fact that we are the first ones who try to categorize typos targeting less popular domains. So after we saw how categorizer did, we were interested in, are people still registering typo domains? Here on this figure, you see one result from our 1 year trend analysis. And on the x-axis, you see date. On y-axis, you see the percentile change compared to the base number of domains. And the purple line, if you look at the purple line, it shows It shows typos targeting Alexa's top 10,000 domain, and what we saw over 1 year that their number didn't increase, it nearly stayed the same. But if you looked at it closer, we saw that most of these domains are already registered. The most interesting one has been registered already, but at the same time, we saw a lot of registration and deregistration of these domains, suggesting to us that there is an ongoing battle between typo squatters and between typo squatters and brand owners to get hold of these domains. And now if you look at the red line, what we found that for typo targeting all com domains, there is a steady increase in their number throughout our 1 year study. And this is because if someone wants to register a new typo domain, he cannot target the most popular domains anymore, he has to target less popular domains. Also, we found that 71% of all true typo domains remained registered for over 1 year, showing that these domains are desirable. Also, we looked at some of the name servers with the highest true typo ratio. And what we saw, that among the top six, five of them were privately registered. That might indicate to us that these typo squatters were aware that they are engaging in a shady business, so they try to hide their identity. The only one that was not a private registration was CitizenHawk.net, that is a legit brand protection company, and it was registering typo domains to protect its customers from typo squatters. We also looked at some concentration in the infrastructure support to see if we can decrease the number of typo squatting domains this way. If you look at this graph, you see name servers from hosting the most typos to the least typos on a logarithmic scale. On the y-axis, you see the cumulative distribution of true typo domains. And we saw that 15% of true typos are registered on only one name server, or 15% of true typos are registered at the top 12 name servers. More interestingly, 93% of all true typos were registered at less than 1% of these name servers. So a community intervention could lead to the decrease in the number of typo squatting domains. But what we find more interesting at the same time, that this concentration for registrar was even more. And one so 25% of these true typos were registered at one registrar. And 50% of them was registered at six registrars. Also, more interestingly, 93% of true typos were registered at about 10% of registrars. So maybe forcing these registrars to enforce a more prudent registration policy could lead to the decrease in the number of true typo domains. But the problem here is that registrars, ICANN and VeriSign, is not really motivated to do this because it would lead to a direct decrease in their revenue. So our final attempt was to create a Firefox plugin that would help the user and tell him when it made a typing mistake, redirecting him to the original domain. So the main takeaway I would like you to remember from this presentation, the typo squatting is widespread, but not just targeting the most popular domains, but targeting less popular domains too, indicating the typo squatter invests significant resources into these domains. Also, the number of typo squatting domains steadily increase where it can. And finally, typo squatting could be contained with some possible defenses. So thank you for your attention, and please feel free to ask questions.
Kusnam Sepen, Nadsuru Eluadashas. I'm Jeffrey Goldberg from Agile Bits, and I would like to know whether you found some substitutions more common than other substitutions, or whether you've looked at that or not, for the genuine typo squatting.
Excuse me, so substitution of?
Letter substitutions as the typos. That is, did you find
We looked at this, and we found that the most frequent ones were like deletion of a character, or there is another metric called fat finger distance, and they are the most frequent ones.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
So you showed us some data that Jose Fernandez from Polytechnique Montreal. You showed us some data that seems to indicate that the typo squatting is quite concentrated in terms of name servers and registrars. And I was wondering whether what would be your idea if the question was about concentration of the groups doing this? I mean, the question is it one group that is doing all of this typo squatting, or are there hundreds of groups that are doing it? And what indicators would there be in your research if you wanted to answer that question?
So I hope I answer your question. But what we saw that there is a few groups who has a really high ratio of typo domains, so they are really focused on typo squatting. But at the other time, some groups had a lot of typo squatting domains, but it was not their main things to do. I'm not sure if I get your question.
Yeah, no, that's part of the answer. The other is what were you using to differentiate one group from another in that case?
I mean, what do you mean, like name servers or registrars?
Yeah.
Or
so what allowed you to determine that
like the DNS record, the DNS infrastructure
okay.
behind. If it satisfies your answers, I don't know. Okay, thanks.
Hi, just a quick question. I wonder if you looked at HTTPS. Does a typo squatting domain use HTTPS to make it more reliable?
Yeah, we didn't look at HTTPS.
That's okay, thanks. Okay,
sorry.
Algus Reduce Google. I'm wondering if I know that a lot of search engines like Bing and Google do some amount of autocorrection. Do you have any thoughts on whether that would act as an effective defense against typo squatting, using the search engine as your browser URL bar?
Yeah. If people are using this, it could be really effective, and it could lead to a decrease in typo squatting. But what we see that we mostly focus on attackers' efforts, so we don't really know how much it would help, but it would probably help a lot. So yeah, it's a good point. But so far, they are still registering a lot of typos, so it's not at that point that typo squatting is diminished.